This week, we got to look inside the inner war zone that can be the result of military families dealing with multiple deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan. Yesterday, Siobhan Fallon and her husband, Major Casey Evans, shared their own challenges that became the basis of Siobhan's book of emotionally charged short stories, You Know When the Men Are Gone.
There's so much expectations put on the soldiers and the families that as soon as they get back, everything has to be perfect and wonderful, and you have to make up for that year away. And there's so many stressors going on at the same time that I could see could bring people to a breaking point. A deployment will make a strong marriage stronger and
hasten the demise of a not strong marriage.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's I think it's nature taking its course, just accelerated through a deployment. Mm.
A natural course, if you can imagine such a thing in time of war. For military families, it's hard to imagine any other way of approaching reality. Some of our listeners recognized immediately the state of nature that Major Evans was talking about.
Hey, my name is Burley Drake. I'm from South Carolina, and I've been in 4 deployments, 3 to Iraq and 1 to Afghanistan, and it took the last one to Iraq for me to realize the toll that it takes on the family. It's rough on us as soldiers and as military personnel being deployed, but the family pays a tremendous price. Just wanted to share that. Love you, Christopher and Sarah.
That's a Burley Drake in South Carolina. You know there's an open channel here at The Takeaway to help make some of those military family experiences as real as the ones we hear about on the battlefield. 877-8-MY-TAKE or at thetakeaway.org.
We have a job to do. Let us do it. You gonna go? Same rules apply. If you see people that need to die, kill them. All right? Semper Fidelis.
And now to one of those battlefields, Sangin in Afghanistan, smack dab in the middle of Helmand Province, and at the center of the Obama administration and NATO's stated strategy to deny the Taliban safe haven. Our partner, the BBC, took a look at a changing of the guard here in Sangin. British forces have moved out, and the U.S. Marines have aggressively moved in.
Sangin in southern Afghanistan stands out as the most violent place in a violent country. Recent battles left more than 100 British soldiers dead, but the Marines have brought a new approach to Sangin, an approach that's having an impact, according to Marine battle historian Bing West, who spoke with BBC reporter Paul Wood.
The Marines have pushed out from Sangin so fast when people didn't think they could. It's because they're being very aggressive and because the high command is letting them be aggressive. In other words, they've taken some heavy casualties.
What do you think the Brits were doing wrong up to the point that the Americans took over?
I don't think the Brits were doing something wrong. But something happened in the British spirit, I think, at the top about casualties that is different than the American attitude. So I suspect that there's something happening at the top of the British system that prevented their commandos from doing what the Marines are doing.
And you can hear the sound of that new Marine aggression at the command level and on the ground in the voice of Marine General Richard Mills.
I felt that throughout the battle space, there was a change that was needed. And that change was to free up forces to maneuver against the enemy. I think that in somewhat the tactics before I got here perhaps were a bit focused a little bit too heavily perhaps on the local areas. I wanted to regain the momentum of the attack. And I wanted to be the one that dictated the activities that were going to take place. And I wanted to put the pressure on him.
General Mills, that's right, speaking with the crunch of a breakfast cereal now, commands the entire southern Helmand province. And the BBC took us straight into battle to see how these Marines are confronting the Taliban hill by hill.
You see him? Yeah, one's a kid.
3-1, got one, ma'am, in the tree line, 700 meters out to the north, moving east to west.
First, aggressive use of artillery and mortars, allowing the Marines to push deep into Taliban-controlled terrain.
Solid gun copies. 3-1 Bravo copies.
The sniper team is from the 3rd Battalion, 5th Marine Regiment. They lead the way.
Enemy KIA.
And Ordell, keep some of your guys to cover Banshee's rear.
Target down.
The man they've just killed was not a Taliban gunman, but a spotter, that's according to the officer in charge.
This guy happened to go back inside and kept sending little kids out to see what was going to happen. They do it a lot, and it's sad. And then he walked out again. The whole time he was walking, he was looking at us and kept bringing his hand up. So we were able to take the shot and protect the other Marines.
But aggression against the Taliban takes casualties in dealing with local civilians. U.S. Marines come across a local man. "We don't want your help," he says. Turns out he's the leader of a group of village elders. He says one of his relatives was shot dead, but the family was denied compensation. We don't want your money. You shouldn't kill us. You shouldn't destroy our property. You even shot one of my cows yesterday. What sin did the cow commit?
It's a question of battle toughness and intent, meeting the randomness and fog of war. Even the Marines can feel that every day still on their feet is a combination of battle smarts and dumb luck, like this close call.
Power source is underneath the charge, and the pressure plate's on top of the charge, so as they step directly on it, boom, detonation.
And what kind of damage could that have caused had you not found it?
My legs would have been gone.
IEDs are responsible for more deaths than anything else in Sangin, and since the U.S. took over here 4 months ago, 26 American soldiers have lost their lives here. It's a grim reality that no air superiority can cover, and that is never far from the reality of these Marines.
The battle for Sangin in Afghanistan is still going on. We thank our partners at the BBC for that close quarters look at what's really at stake as President Obama prepares his update on the war for the American people in his State of the Union address next week.
And as we mentioned, there's always an open channel here for you to weigh in on that story or any on the program. If you're a military family and you're dealing with the inner sort of home front battlefield that we referred to earlier in that segment, or if you're a soldier ready for deployment and have thoughts on what President Obama might say next week in his State of the Union address, go to thetakeaway.org. On our Facebook page, Tyra Lynn Wall posts, I've been a Marine officer's wife for 14 years. Four deployments, none of them good ones. We'll see at least two more before my husband retires. My life isn't bad. As a matter of fact, it's pretty darn good. But then I am married to a man who makes an effort, no matter where he is in the world, to stay in touch. Give us a call at 877-8MYTAKE.